Hello, everyone, and thank you for coming to a series of films that I have chosen. My name is Jerry Coach, and by the time you are hearing this, I will be in federal prison for refusing to testify to a federal grand jury, which is to say, refusing to snitch. So I was subpoenaed in March of 2013 to a federal grand jury nominally investigating the 2008 Times Square Military Recruitment Center bombing. I was subpoenaed once previously by a federal grand jury investigating the same subject matter in 2009. In 2009, I refused to testify and successfully avoided going to prison. Generally, if you refuse to testify, it's a one-way ticket to prison until either the grand jury expires or a successful Grubbles motion goes through. In this instance, I've been subpoenaed for a second time, which in my view is something like the anarchist unicorn. You're not supposed to see things like this. They're not supposed to exist. It's only happened, as far as I know, maybe half a dozen times in the past decade when it comes to political cases of this nature. The FBI have subpoenaed me to this grand jury not because they genuinely believe that I know something about the 2008 bombing. I do not believe that to be the case. I believe, rather, that the FBI have subpoenaed me because they know that I work with a number of people on political projects, primarily legal support, but also a number of other anarchist projects. I believe that what the FBI actually wants to come out of this situation is for me to turn over other people's names and information, which is something that I staunchly refuse to do. Therefore, I voluntarily choose to go to prison to protect my friends, comrades, and loved ones, and to maintain my own personal integrity, will, and ethics. This is a situation and a choice which is in some ways difficult, but in some ways incredibly simple. If the choice is between snitch or go away, then to be honest, it's not much of a choice at all. One is the thing that a human does, and one is a thing which someone who is incredibly weak does. If we mean even the smallest amount of the words that we say when it comes to radical politics, this is the position that we as both individuals and as a political community must hold and must maintain, even in the face of vicious state repression. Therefore, by the time you are hearing this, I will be in federal prison, and I will be in federal prison for the absolute best of reasons, which is to say, protecting my friends and my loved ones. I'd like to once again thank all of you for coming and thank all of you for your support and solidarity. It absolutely means the world to me to know that I am not alone and that I am dealing with this with friends and loved ones who have my back. I hope you enjoy the film that you are about to see, and I hope to be able to speak with you about it either in person or via letters very soon. Thank you.
How'd you hurt your arm?
My head.
Me too.
I'll tell you a story.
Close your eyes. There were five of them. The Indian. The ex-slave. An explosive expert. Charles Darwin. And the masked bent. They had one common enemy. Governor Odious.
Is Odious bad man?
Oh, yeah. But first, I need a favor.
You always stop at the same part when it's very beautiful.
Do you want me to finish the story? Be a good bandit.
So this movie is called The Fall, and it is the most gorgeous film visually that I've ever seen. I can't recommend it highly enough, and I'm actually very jealous that all of you are getting to see it on a larger screen. It's impossible to even describe what you're really about to experience, to be honest with you. The cinematography and the color is mind-blowing. It really defies a proper explanation. And I'm incredibly jealous of those of you who haven't seen it before, because you're really in for it. In addition, the music is used so well, it's just stunning. Between the music and the cinematography, the plot builds in two distinct layers that start to blur together. And when they do, it's entirely impossible to not be forced into some kind of attachment with the characters. And Beethoven is used very strategically throughout the film to reinforce crucial emotional moments. And I can't recommend it highly enough, and I hope that you all enjoy it as much as I do.
I don't like this story!
This story was just a trick to get you to do something for me.
Wake up. Why are you making everybody die?
We're a strange pair, aren't we?
Are you trying to save my soul?